This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A bipartisan pair of Colorado Congress members are pushing for the creation of a Space National Guard, but they're up against a major opponent, the White House. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representative Jason Crow and Republican Representative Doug Lamborn got a Space National Guard included as part of the House's version of the annual defense policy bill. But on Monday, the White House said while it supports the NDAA, it doesn't want that idea in the final version, calling it a new bureaucracy with far-reaching implications and expenses. One way the lawmakers tried to cut down on the potential costs was proposing setting up the Space National Guard in only 8 states. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
All state DMV offices will offer driver's licenses and ID services to undocumented residents. Governor Jared Polis recently made the announcement to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of the passage of the Colorado Road and Community Safety Act. Previously, only 5 offices offered these services. These documents are not real ID compliant. That means they are not valid for federal identification, some public benefits, and air travel. The parents of Christian Glass, who was killed by police last year in Clear Creek County, are speaking out about a police shooting that killed an 18-year-old in Summit County. CPR's Jenna McMurtry explains.
Police responded to calls of a young man waving a firearm in the Summit Cove neighborhood on Sunday. According to the Summit Daily, the man was experiencing a mental health crisis when he was shot. The lawyer of Christian Glass's parents told CBS News that they are reeling over the news that another young man experiencing a mental health crisis was killed by police. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. It's a hot day across Colorado with highs in the upper 90s. Stay cool, stay hydrated, stay here.